The Bridge, a recognition meditation. There is nothing else you need to do. There is nowhere else you need to be for these next few minutes. Nothing you need to accomplish. Nothing you need to understand before we begin. You have already arrived. You may want to let your body be supported in whatever way is available to you. Sitting, lying down, standing. There is no correct shape for receiving. You might notice where the chair, the bed, or the ground is already meeting you. Not where you are holding yourself up, where you are being held. And without changing your breath, perhaps notice that breathing is already happening. Life is already moving toward you, entering, leaving, entering again. You do not have to earn the next breath. You do not have to prove that you are worthy of receiving it. It comes because you belong to life. This is a recognition meditation. Recognition is different from improvement. It does not begin by deciding that something is wrong with you. It does not ask you to become more spiritual, more disciplined, more healed, or more deserving. Recognition begins more quietly. It begins by noticing what is already true. Perhaps there has been a long effort in you, an effort to be good, to be useful, to be generous enough, strong enough, wise enough, pleasing enough, an effort to anticipate what will be needed and to become it before anyone has to ask, an effort to keep the bridge standing for everyone. There may have been intelligence in that effort, love in it, courage in it. It may have helped you belong in places where belonging seemed conditioned or conditional. It may have helped you create safety, connection, recognition, success. There's no need to judge it now. No need to tear up the old agreement. No need to make an enemy of the one who learned to live by it. You may simply recognize, I have been working very hard to secure something that was never absent. Your worth did not begin when someone saw it. It did not increase when someone praised you. It did not diminish when someone misunderstood you. It was not awarded for being brave. It was not withdrawn when you were frightened. It was not improved by what you survived. And it was not damaged by the ways you learned to survive it. Your worth is not the prize at the far end of the bridge. It is what the bridge has always been resting upon. It is what the bridge has always been resting upon. Perhaps your mind understands those words. And perhaps some part of your body is not yet certain. And that too belongs. Nothing in you is required to agree. Nothing in you is required to relax on command. We are not asking the body to perform trust. We are allowing it to notice support at the pace recognition becomes possible. Where is life already supporting your being here? Perhaps in the surface beneath you. Perhaps in the breath that arrives. Perhaps in the quiet work of your heart. Perhaps in the gravity that does not ask you to hover, but becomes your weight. You are allowed to take up the space your body takes. You do not have to squeeze inward to make belonging easier for anyone else. If it feels natural, you might let one exhale be a little longer, not to force a release, only to feel whether something is ready to be carried out on the breath. And then let the next breath come to you. Receiving does not place you in debt. Receiving is one of the ways life recognizes itself in you. There may be an old ledger somewhere within your experience, a nearly invisible accounting. Have I done enough? Have I given enough? Have I been good enough to rest? Have I made myself valuable enough to receive? You do not have to answer any of these questions. For the moment, you may notice the ledger without opening it. You may let it remain closed beside you. The worth contract never charged your worth. The worth contract never changed your worth. It only changed your relationship to it. And relationship can change, not through force, not through another demand to get it right. Relationship can change through recognition, through this small living moment when you see that the old terms are present and do not automatically renew them. This is the bridge. Not a bridge away from who you have been. Not a bridge over your body, your history, or your humanity. A bridge of recognition between the life you learned to perform and the life that has been here all along. You do not have to cross it all at once. Perhaps there is no single crossing. Perhaps the bridge appears each time you pause long enough to notice. A choice is here. The choice may be very small, to feel the support before you rise. To breathe before you answer, to recognize your own knowing before approval enters the room, to receive kindness without immediately finding a way to repay it, to let a need be a need rather than evidence against your worth. And to allow pleasure without first proving productivity. To make room for yourself without apology. No single choice establishes your worth, and no choice can erase it. Choice is not another examination. Choice is how you begin to live in relationship with what has always been true. Perhaps you can sense two movements within you. One that has learned to brace, manage, anticipate, and hold. And one that knows how to receive, move, wonder, rest, and become. They do not need to fight. The one who learned to brace does not have to be banished from the bridge. She may be thanked. She may be accompanied. She may discover that she is not the only one keeping you alive. Life is here too. The body is here. Breath is here. Gravity is here. Awareness is here. And beneath every strategy, every role, every success, every unfinished place. You are here. Not as an idea, not as a project, as living presence. As an insurance. You may imagine or simply sense a bridge before you. It does not have to look a particular way. It might be stone or wood, light, earth, or nothing visible at all. Perhaps it spans a great distance. Perhaps it is only one step long. Notice that the bridge begins exactly where you are. There's no guard at the entrance, no one checking your credentials. No one measuring how much you have healed. No one asking whether you are ready enough. No one asking whether you are enough. The bridge is here because you are here. And on the other side, there is not a better version of you waiting. There is no perfected woman asking you to catch up. There is only a different relationship with the life that is already yours. A relationship in which your worth is no longer under negotiation. What becomes possible when your worth is no longer the question? Do not hurry to answer. Let the question travel beneath language. Let it meet the body. Let it touch the places that have been waiting for permission, and the places that do not yet trust permission at all, the places that do not need permission. All of this may cross with you. Perhaps you notice one true choice now. Not the most impressive choice. Not the choice that will finally prove who you are. Only the choice that becomes visible when you are not trying to earn your place in life. It may be a word, a sensation. An image, a quiet no, a living yes, or simply the recognition that no answer is needed yet. Whatever has appeared, you do not have to make it into a promise. You may let it be a meeting, a moment in which you recognized yourself without evaluation. This website, and whatever you choose to encounter here, is not a test of your readiness. You may enter slowly. You may pause. You may be curious. You may take what meets you and leave what does not. Participation does not require performance. Before we close, perhaps return to the place where your body is being supported and feel as simply as you can what is beneath you. Notice the breath that continues without needing to be managed. Notice any sound in the room, any movement of air against your skin. And perhaps place a hand somewhere on your body. Not because you must, but because touch can sometimes make recognition more tangible. You might say inwardly, "I belong because I exist. I belong. I exist." I belong to life. I receive because I belong to life. I receive. I exist. I belong. Life. I recognize my own knowing, choice, and capacity. There is nothing you need to feel after hearing these words. They are not demands. They are possibilities your body may meet now, later, or in its own language nearby. The bridge is not behind you. It is not a crossing you can feel. It travels with you. It appears wherever recognition makes a choice possible. When you are ready, you may let your eyes open or let your gaze lift. There is no need to rush back. You have not been somewhere else. You have been here, meeting the life that is already meeting you. Welcome to True Choice Life. You may enter as you are.